Hello, listeners. Welcome to Can You Get to That? I am Matthew Olson. It is currently day 5 of the armed occupation of a federal wildlife preserve in eastern Oregon. Coming to us not live from the field, but just recently returned from the field is your co-host and mine, Caitlin Best. Caitlin, if you can give us an idea of how the wildlife have reacted to being occupied, how is the tundra taking this?
You know, I gotta say, Matt, I think the tundra is carrying on pretty much just as usual. You know, humans being on their land is humans being on their land. I don't think they too much care whether they're BLM employees or.
Yeah, you're saying the foot that steps doesn't matter. It's just the footsteps.
It's just the feet.
Yeah, whether the thing that has those feet is holding a gun and thinks the federal government can't hold land,
mm-hmm.
or if they just study birds and
exactly.
stuff.
Gun or a notebook. Doesn't matter. You know, one of the interesting things about being there,
which you actually were. I literally was there.
This is not a bit. Although I would have been okay with you going to me being there live and direct. But
though this is also a bit, and I realized that when I said 5 days, this podcast not gonna go up the same day.
It's okay.
Maybe in another 5 days, probably.
Maybe there will be a new occupation, a different wildlife refuge in, 3 days?
And it'll stay relevant.
And it'll still be relevant. No, one of the interesting things about being out there was that people kept asking me, like, was I there for the thing? Which, I don't know. I don't think I look like the kind of person who would be there for a thing like that. But
yeah,
I guess they don't like to make assumptions out there.
Hmm.
Now the other thing though is that there were many reporters in the town. Like there's many more reporters than there are protesters, unsurprisingly.
Yeah. I mean it's hot button issue. If you were now do this little thought exercise with me before we get into the meat of the show. If you were an armed occupant allied with Arby's Bundy. I don't remember what his actual first name
we can
is.
We call him Arby.
But we'll call him Arby.
Yeah.
Popular restaurateur and gun fanatic, Arby Bundy. If you were aligned with Arby,
mm-hmm.
What kind of gun would you have and what would be your... Because I don't think Caitlin Best would fly. I don't think it's a patently...
You don't think that's a...
Unhinged enough...
That's a, kind of a Federalist name. If
yeah, it's a Federalist name if you ask me. What would be your name and what kind of piece would you carry?
What kind of piece would I carry?
Yeah.
I would carry an AR-15 because that's the weapon that our armed forces carry.
Okay.
And
that's a very
I may not be a Federalist, but I am a patriotic American.
It's a very patriotic
in
answer.
This alternate universe. And what would my name be?
Oh, don't golly. Just say Caitlin Bundy.
It's so hard to answer this question without just coming across as like
classes.
Yes.
Ah, that's true.
And so
but Bundy has unfortunate other associations.
It does. Yeah, it super
like,
duper does.
Like
I didn't even think of that.
Maybe you'd be Caitlin Dahmer. Maybe just swap in, don't make it a class thing, just swap in the name of a terrifying serial killer for your own last
Jeffrey
name.
Donner. I'll go with Wuornos.
I don't even know who that is.
She's that's awful. I shouldn't have said that. She's the woman that the movie Monster is about.
Oh no.
Also,
before we'll edge ever so closely to the meat and potatoes of this podcast, I just noticed for the first time looking at Wikipedia, the first time while we've been recording this, that there's the in the news section, which I know exists.
Yeah, I look at it every time, so I don't know what you've been doing.
I just haven't been looking at it. Yeah. But now that I have, it's bummed me way out. The top of it is North Korea conducts fourth nuclear bomb test, claimed to have done a hydrogen bomb. Then it's just a bunch of...
Oh my God, it's just like bad, 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 bad.
It's a bunch of bleak stuff today.
Okay, so you know what?
This is ongoing events, Syrian civil war, European migrant crisis. Like, God, yeah, you shit. There's a recent deaths tab.
This is perfect. It's perfect that we're here today in this moment together drinking our old German and getting to what we're getting to because it's going to brighten our day
it's
right
gonna
up.
It's going to brighten our day up so much. Thank you, Caitlin.
Another ongoing event, which I'm sorry to say Wikipedia has neglected to notify its users.
They don't think it's as important as a nuclear test. I beg to differ.
Is a wonderful lawsuit that's happening involving the state of California and a monkey.
Is... Now, Caitlin, is this... I know what our topic is,
yeah,
but I just want to double check one last time
okay.
before we move on.
Okay.
Is this just the plot of a 90s Disney movie? Is this kind of like an Air Bud, but for monkeys in the legal system type
right.
romp?
Disney, so Disney did adapt this story into a...
into a film. Preemptively.
They preemptively adapted these
before
future events
we,
into a movie.
Before we even had the concept of, or the word selfie.
Before we even had the word monkey.
Damn, those copyright wizards at Disney sure are like, they're on some next level shit. They're on another plane. With
Imagineers.
Getting in there, yeah.
yeah, the Disney tweaked this story a little bit, though. The monkey represented itself in court.
From now on, yeah, it would definitely be that.
Oh yeah,
it would definitely
be
a monkey in a suit with a briefcase.
And the monkey is a prodigy. It's like a
yeah.
It went to art school.
The monkey's gonna win its case and be granted a law degree from Harvard in the same stroke. I just want to say though,
the judge just hands the monkey a law degree.
Here you go. You won that good.
That's the best I've ever seen anyone win.
Yeah.
I quit my job.
So I just want to put this out there, though. For whenever someone talks about copyright law from now on and brings up the whole Disney forever changed copyright law and made it awful, I'm just going to say, no, you don't understand. They imagineered a new kind of copyright law. All right. So what is our topic, Caitlin?
Okay. So our topic is monkey selfie.
which is
such a great, it's just a heartwarming topic. It brings a smile to my face.
So what are the dimensions of this lawsuit?
Well, okay. So first of all, I'm going to direct our listeners, please right now, if you were able, go to Google Images and look up monkey selfie because it's an image that will bring, as I said, a smile to your face. So the lawsuit, the Wikipedia page is just about this picture. What happened is this photographer was in Indonesia. He was hired, I forget who he was hired by, but he'd been hired by some nonprofit to photograph the wildlife. And he gave his camera to a monkey. And the monkey, somehow or another, took a selfie of himself. And
I think we can probably guess as to how the monkey took a selfie.
I mean, he clicked the shutter, but... How did it end up being such an excellent selfie?
It's a
great selfie. It's better than my selfies.
Yeah, that's the one that I would get after like 10 tries and then save put out there.
And so I'm not 100% clear on the specifics of this, but basically this photographer, the first thing that happened was this photographer got upset that people were distributing this image because he claimed that he owned the image.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's, I think what it is there's some company, like the company that he was working for is now being sued by PETA because they are saying that the owner of the copyright shouldn't be the photographer or any of the people involved, but it should be the monkey.
Right.
And
because that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. They're arguing that the monkey can be the holder of a copyright. And I do want to bring up the best part of this story, which I already told you, and yes. That is that the monkey's name is Naruto.
I think with that piece of information, though, I can tell you, I can answer the mystery of how the monkey took the selfie, which was he did a jutsu.
Yeah.
He did a ninja jutsu.
I think that makes sense.
And
in which case, like, maybe he should be the owner of the copyright.
Probably. You don't want to fuck with a jutsu.
Yeah, right. I mean, if nothing else, you don't want to mess with him.
Proficient monkey.
For sure. Okay.
Okay. Caitlin, please, for the love of God, get me off of the Wikipedia main page where we have only the worst things to read about.
Random article.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no. Topole Mengesh. It's a settlement in Slovenia.
Nice.
I just made a really gross burp. I'm sorry.
Nice recovery, though.
Yeah, this is a stub, so...
This is bad. This is rough.
What percentage of Wikipedia articles do you think are just stubs for, like, places? A lot, right? This happens a lot.
I feel like you start to run into kind of an infinite coastline problem, right?
I don't know what that means.
Okay. Hear me out.
Okay.
If we assume that most of the place articles are stubs...
Yes.
Because they are insignificant in the grander scheme of things. Mm-hmm. So
you just burped.
I did just burp. Bleh. That's part of... Okay. I don't know if you can tell from my low energy, but I'm not so hot on 2016 so far. This is the first... This is also... Congratulations to us. This is the second... operating year of Can You Get to That?
Oh my God.
Second operating Gregorian calendar year.
That's right, isn't it?
And 7 days in, a week in almost to year of our Lord 2016, not loving it. Not so great. We have the aforementioned nuclear bomb tests. We've got...
Hey, we don't have to bring any of that stuff
weirdos
up.
Weirdos in Eastern Oregon.
We're in the monkey hole.
We've got whatever's happening right now in my ear between these microphones. No, I don't know what happened. I'm sorry.
We're in the monkey hole and we're drinking an old German, Matt. Click.
But here's the thing, is that 2016 reached out to 2015, reached into 2015 and stole the last 2 days of that year away from me. 2015 wasn't great. I'll say this. It tried to recover. It gave us a Star Wars in the last month.
How did it steal the days?
Okay. So I was granted a day off of work on January 1st, as many people are.
Bless.
But I took an additional 2 days off of work before that. Not by choice, but because I got real sick.
Your body made you do it.
Uh-huh. And that was 2016 saying, oh, you excited about starting me off with the day off work? How about I just keep you at home for an additional two?
Well, that just means, listen, it has to give you those days back later. That's a lot of years.
It's the burpiest podcast.
It has to give you those days back but later. There's going to be two void days later in this year.
I do sincerely hope so, but it was rough. That was like the sickest I had been. Thank you, 2016. Listen, but here's the thing. The number one symptom of me being sick that day was excessive belching.
That's weird. I've never had that kind of sick. Are you sure you weren't just drinking a lot of beer?
I'm very sure I wasn't drinking a lot of beer. What it was I had some gastrointestinal...
You had some gases?
Yes, and those gases, if they had a pathway to leave via my like eye sockets...
Any of your orifices?
Absolutely would have, because it went on like that for like pretty severely for like 3 days, and I feel like I'm still burping an inordinate amount.
Yeah, I mean who isn't? It's been a burpy year so far.
I hate this year of burps.
Can I just say...
Anyway, infinite clothesline problem.
Yeah, I was just going to interject. There was a thing I wanted to say in the intro, which I didn't get to, which is that Mr. R.B. Bundy, you know, I don't agree with his beliefs or anything he's doing, but I do think he has a really great look. I just want to put that out there.
He's doing the whole cowboy thing.
He's got a nice cowboy hat. He keeps his beard in really good condition. And he's got that fucking plaid blue shirt jacket, which is what I want, but I cannot find it in my size.
Here's the solution.
So, RB Bundy, if you're listening, can you hook me up?
For fuck's sake, if the way our podcast finally catches on is with an audience of armed occupants, I guess I'll take anything. Do we care about my theory about Stubbs?
Yeah, I do, but I want to, I mean, were you going to say something else about the look?
It's a look. That's what else is there to say. I don't want to glorify the look too much. So this guy is holding an AR-15 right now, like, ready to shoot anybody.
I don't think he's been carrying a gun around. I think he's got a handgun.
Yeah, he's holstered. Definitely packing.
It's holstered, though.
Okay.
What's your thing?
Okay, because this is, I promise I did not partake of the marijuanas before this podcast, uh-huh. But this is going to get real out there, okay? You already have all these like places we've never heard of, will never be for all we know, could be made up.
Right. This place definitely could be fake.
And there's so many places in the world, and we know that, we accept that. Yeah. But the thing is that within every place, there is the opportunity to subdivide that into a smaller,
right, into smaller and smaller places.
And if these small places are that we already don't give a shit about and that only get a stub.
Yeah.
Get that stub.
Yeah.
Then what's to stop someone from saying, nah, actually, Topol, actually there's North Topol,
right,
and South Topol, and they both, right, deserve their own articles. And someone's going to be, if someone's like, no, they don't. They're just like, well, fuck, like Topol gets an article all itself and you already give it nothing. So what's stopping us from being more accurate,
yeah,
and giving some substance by subdividing
south.
It
north and south
to be more accurate?
And you get four quadrants, and then eventually you just get like Stan's house.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You see where I'm going?
I see where you're going.
Because.
But so with that said.
There's a. Yeah.
I mean, potentially there could be like infinite Wikipedia articles.
That's what I'm saying.
That are place stubs.
It's all how you decide to. It's some Borges shit. Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
It's like, imagine. Can you
imagine
sitting
doing this podcast with Borges? No,
can you just imagine? That would be a trip in and of itself. But first, just imagine you sit Jorge Luis Borges down at a computer and show him, this is Wikipedia. Anybody can add to this, and other people just kind of have to say no. And he'd be like, "It is infinite. It is." It is the Aleph. It is all things in one, and you won't stop anybody from adding their, like.
He'd never write. He'd everything he wrote after that would just be Wikipedia.
He would just transcribe Wikipedia. He would become a Wikipedia editor. He would become one of those elusive,
yeah,
people,
sure,
who maintains
one of
it.
The elites.
He would be so permissive because he'd be like, "What's to stop me from you adding your, like, I don't know, your very niche fetish as its own,
right,
article.
Right.
What's from stopping me from adding people. From you adding your pair of shoes?
Yeah, adding your kitty cat.
Like, you know, just use some colorful language around it. Maybe be a little surrealist, and yeah. I'm definitely going to give you the stamp of approval. Let's click on Slovenia?
Slovenia, yeah.
Yeah.
It seems like a place. Slovenia is definitely a place.
Slovenia definitely deserves its own article.
I think that we can be safe.
Don't get me wrong. There are places that deserve articles. Slovenia, you earned it. You have a flag and everything.
It's got a coat of arms, even. Officially, the Republic of Slovenia. Okay. So, I'm thinking that the way we need to get to... Well, I don't know how we're going to do this now, but my thought for how we were going to get to Monkey Selfie was... get to animals and then get to animal art.
This is
which I think should link to Monkey Selfie.
I was thinking,
I think that's the
something
path.
Much more dirty and dastardly.
Oh yeah,
which was, I mean, this it's within the rules of the game, But you tell me if you think this isn't in the spirit of the game.
Of the game.
Is, and this kind of gets back to the infinite Wikipedia thing, right? Mm-hmm. Wikipedia, over as time goes on, and this is kind of by design and intended, will always continue growing.
Yeah.
As things happen. As
things happen and like new right. things are made.
But there are certain things that don't really...
That must not be named.
Well, they're... I'm not talking about dark Wikipedia. I'm not talking about deep web.
Don't tell them about dark Wikipedia, Matt.
I'm not telling them about dark Wikipedia. What are you talking about? I've never heard of that. anyway. There's like the whole cataloging of current... There's a fact that there is a currently happening page on Wikipedia. Like, things are being written into Wikipedia.
Right, as they're happening
As
right
they're
now.
Happening. And I'm not just saying, like, oh, someone's page was updated to reflect that they had a baby. Like, no. Or, you know, it just automatically updates their age. Like, that's that's all fine and good. It's things that you can't really put down and encapsulate in a Wikipedia article, just seeping their way in before they're done. And there is an article.
You guys can't see this, but I'm giving Matt a quizzical look right now.
Yes. What I mean is these currently unfolding events. I mean, I'm maybe overcomplicating things, but Monkey Selfie has an article.
Yeah.
Which it is itself then wrapped up in the current events that is this lawsuit.
You're talking about like Bernie Sanders has a Wikipedia page, and the minute there's a Democratic debate, someone goes on there and it's like Bernie like waved his left hand in this
right.
way.
What I'm saying is whatever the most recent or maybe a mention, just mm-hmm. a mention mm-hmm. of Monkey Selfie as like a recent event under whatever the Wikipedia recent events like kind of conglomerate is, whether that's the page for events in 2016 mm-hmm. or all this stuff, like these articles that should not be because they're just like the garbage collection of things that are not yet ready to be their own articles that people would otherwise go out and mm-hmm. find. We could get to Monkey Selfie through there.
I don't understand.
I think
you
it's...
You said that whole thing and I had completely forgotten what you're talking about. And I don't understand what you mean.
Maybe someone did give me...
on drugs.
Maybe someone gave me some drugs before this. I don't know. No, I'm saying, isn't it bullshit that if, like, tomorrow some crisis starts happening and there's not a lot of information and there's not even
backstory. If tomorrow there's a monkey-themed crisis and someone starts talking about it today, then we can get to it through somewhere and then we can get to our goal through there.
What? No. I'm saying if something just out of the blue, you know, an event starts, right?
Yeah.
A news event. And there's not that much to precede it, like in terms of like, oh, this is, you know, something's been building towards this. So basically you just have to say like shit started happening.
So out of the,
right?
Like the steel bridge and that collapses tomorrow.
But then like you'd be like, well, the steel bridge, like there's, you know, here's a history of the steel bridge that would go under the steel bridge.
Uh-huh.
But I'm saying, like, just a thing starts happening, and it starts being written into Wikipedia before it is solidified as a thing. Those things all get wrapped under current events as well, right? The current events collection Wikipedia articles. Yeah? But you've seen these.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is it okay to jump from, you know, a date to things, you know, to other collections of dates, to 2016, to, you know, current events in 2016, to da da da, to get to Monkey Lawsuit, Monkey Selfie.
Right, but Monkey Lawsuit isn't its own article. Monkey Selfie is an article. The lawsuit is just a subsection of the article Monkey Selfie.
Caitlin, maybe I'm getting really fucked up and nervous about this, because how in the fuck are we supposed to get to Monkey Selfie?
I told you my plan. We're going to go to animals. We're going to get to Art by Animals, which I know is a page because I looked at it earlier.
Okay.
And then we're going to get to Monkey Selfie, okay?
Is it linked there?
I've got a plan. Monkey Selfie links to Art by Animals, and I'm not positive, but I got a good feeling that it is.
I don't know. Also,
we gotta start clicking on stuff. We gotta get rid of these metaphysical arguments.
I know we gotta start clicking on stuff, but here's one last thing for you to respond to, though.
Okay.
Is it cheating if you have a good idea that you can get there from Art by Animals?
No, we always have that. We always have an idea to take a path.
But you see, like, no, you scouted this.
I didn't scout it because I just told you I don't actually know if there's a link.
All right.
I know that the link goes from Monkey Selfie to Art by Animals, but I don't know if it goes the other way.
All right.
So we could get there and it could not work, you know?
We'll find out what animals are in Slovenia.
I know for a fact that there's a section about elephants painting stuff.
Well, that's because that's all they do.
Right. That's like, they're how really, they're really artistic.
How the fuck
community.
Else is an elephant going to pass its time?
That's how they make their
and
living.
And what other art is it going to do?
Right. It's not going to sculpt. Just got the one appendage.
Yeah. You kind of need two.
You need two to hold a hammer and a chisel.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true. You make a good point. Okay. Oop, a pierced cave bear bone is a link on here, but that's not the link. It's one of those secret links.
It's one of those secret
it's
links.
It's different
to something
when you
else.
Hover over it. But that's not gonna work. Here's some art. Here's some history of Slovenia.
I love knowing that I'm probably never going to learn any of these facts about Slovenia that are in front of me right now. Never going to go back. Never going to have a reason to.
What if somebody offers you a job there someday?
Well, then I would probably
look
in.
It's beautiful, Matt. It's beautiful.
Yeah, then I would look into it and see if it was worth going.
Slovenia is beautiful, you guys.
You know what? If someone offered me a job in Slovenia tomorrow, I would probably take it.
Oh,
just
yeah,
to be
I would
like,
take it, no question.
Just to be like, eh, this is something
look how
different.
Fucking beautiful it is. Look at this scenic canyon.
I bet my job wouldn't be in the scenic canyon, though. Or near the scenic canyon. The scenic canyon would be maybe like a weekend.
Okay, there's
thing.
A thing called an olm, which looks like a kind of eel. It lives in a cave. Should I click on it? There's a whole section called animals. Alpine ibex. Those are the ones that climb on, like, the 90-degree...
Yeah.
Is this the animal that craves minerals?
don't bring your fucking memes into this bedroom,
this, is my favorite,
this podcast studio.
It's, like, my favorite thing in the world. And also, it's really amazing that they can climb those 90-degree slopes.
It's pretty amazing.
Wouldn't you say?
That is true. Pick your favorite animal out of all these animals.
Oh, no. There's an animal called the edible dormouse.
The edible dormouse?
No. Why would you eat a dormouse?
No, we have to click edible dormouse. I'm sorry. Yes. We have to find out why it's called this.
It's so cute. Look how furry.
Its name comes from the Romans who ate them as a delicacy.
Oh,
fuck you, Romans.
Bastards. Their empire is dead, so that's good. Yeah, God, they're precious. They have these big black eyes, fluffy furry tail.
Oh, they're really cute. That's super fucking sad that they were eaten. Now I'm just back to being
sad.
Oh
no, is he stealing? There's a little picture.
He's
It's unclear what he's doing.
Unclear what he's doing, and God help us if we're going to help you determine it by just describing the photo.
He's holding some sort of man-made object. It's not
this
clear
dormouse
is
definitely in a creepy basement right now. Okay. Would you eat a mouse?
If I was starving.
Okay.
That's my answer to pretty much any, like, would you eat a questions.
Would you... Like you wouldn't eat a car.
If I was starving.
You wouldn't eat a television. Would you eat a movie?
I would rather eat a movie than either of those other two things.
What?
Is it on DVD?
Okay,
I'd much rather eat a DVD than a car.
Okay. First, it's a VHS tape.
I would rather do that.
Second... What movie, if you were starving and the only that you had already brought yourself to the point where you were eyeing across the room this VHS tape?
Julie and Julia.
No, not which one would you most want to eat.
Oh, which one would I not want to
eat? Which one would be the one where you're like, you know what? I was decided that I was going to eat this VHS tape until I brushed the dust off the label
saw,
and saw.
I saw what it was. Dumb and Dumber. I could not.
Because if you eat Dumb and Dumber, you become
dumber.
Or
dumb or dumber.
Yeah.
It's a coin toss.
It's a coin flip. Which one are you going to be?
Which one is dumb and which one is dumber?
I don't think
is Jim Carrey dumber?
I don't think that. Have you seen the movie?
Yes.
Do they go by those names?
No, they don't. But it's implied that one of them is more dumb than the other one.
I don't.
I feel like there's like an introduction where it explains like there was this dumb guy and then there was this dumber guy.
Fuck that.
And I think that Jim Carrey was the dumber one. It's a bad. It's a bad movie, and I hate it. That's why I brought it up.
Did we go see Ghostbusters in theaters together?
Yes, we did.
Okay, good. Because you then know where this story's going.
Before
the showing of Ghostbusters for its 30th anniversary, which is, I guess, a little over a year ago now or something. Before that, they made you watch fucking trailers for upcoming movies, even though this is a special fucking event, and I shouldn't have... Clearly, I'm here in a movie theater.
It's over. It's over.
I'm here in a movie theater watching an old movie because I don't want to watch like, your new shitty
look,
movies.
It's just like when you get it on your VHS tape and you have to watch the trailers because your fast forward is broken.
God. Anyway.
Doesn't it seem kind of funny now in retrospect that they used to put trailers on VHS tapes?
Yeah.
As if people were going to sit there watching them?
Nope.
Anyway, continue.
The real thing that was good at the front of VHS tapes was Pizza Hut ads.
Yeah.
Anyway, you pop in the movie, you're all ready for your
That's like a public service, though. Like, maybe you forgot that you wanted some
pizza. Yeah, it's just a reminder, like, oh, you got ready to watch this movie, but you forgot.
You forgot one very important thing.
And here, to remind you, is a child's birthday with the song Wang Chung.
That's right.
fuck. Okay. Back on track. They had the trailer for the newest Dumb and Dumber movie before that. I think it was just Dumb and Dumberer.
No, that's an existing sequel. Like that was I'm pretty sure that's already a thing. It must be Dumb and Dumberest.
Possibly. I don't know. I'm glad I at least managed to watch some of that trailer.
I do remember that now that you mention it.
That's the trailer that ends with the I don't even want to describe the scene.
Don't even describe it.
You know what I'm talking about?
I don't, and I don't want to know, so don't tell me.
But I've already wasted so much time building up to this.
It was a bad thing. Don't watch those movies.
Hey, if you want to be permanently scarred like I am, go seek out the trailer for the newest Dumb and Dumb movie.
Or watch the whole thing and tell us how it is.
Don't do that. And I don't want to know how it is if you watch it.
Okay. So, down to business.
Let's eat this fucking dormouse.
Let's eat this cute little mouse. Well, he's not endangered, so that's good.
I would just click on Kingdom Animalia.
Yeah. Word.
That takes us to Animal. Word. I feel like we've done this move recently.
Oh, yeah.
We?
Well, I mean, we've definitely done it. I recognize all the little critters on this page, so.
Yeah. We've been here. All right. So.
Okay. Characteristics.
Sometimes they art.
Sometimes they draw.
This is fucked. We're fucked.
I bet we can find elephants on this page. And then we can find elephant paintings.
Yes.
Yeah. Looking for elephants. Here's some prehistoric animals. There's a prehistoric fish called the Dunkelosteus, which makes me think of one of the co-hosts, one of the co-MCs of American Idol on the first season that got fired. Did you watch the first season of American Idol?
No.
So you know Ryan Seacrest?
Yes.
You know he's a guy.
He is a TV presenter. I don't know if he is a living, breathing human.
Right, maybe he's a robot. There was another guy, though, that definitely was a guy. His name was Brian Dunkelman.
He was such a guy.
He was such a guy because it was like he was actively trying to fuck up his job as much as he could. And he would just, like, get on the camera and say really weird shit.
Okay.
And then they fired him.
Mm.
And that's my story. And then there's a prehistoric fish named after him. Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, okay. You're right.
Please.
Sorry.
Yeah, you should be.
Sorry, Kelly. Let's go make dinner on Friday. Real awkward between me and Kelly when I forgot that she won the first season of American Idol.
Yeah, she's going to get dinner with me instead.
She's going to cancel on plans and I'm going to have to go fucking get dinner with Clay Aiken.
Ugh. Oh, no. Remember when he tried to run for Congress? Or when he actually did run for Congress?
You make it sound like, you know, trying to run for Congress, like, that's like, I couldn't fill out the paperwork. I'm just a singer.
I can't read words. I only read notes. Okay, science words.
This is the fucking
science
thing.
Science words are so hard. Like, look at all
that,
these fucking...
That, wait, hold on. Is that causing a serious problem?
It's slight. It's...
Hey, we're back.
All right, fixed.
Fixed.
Our recording studio is not falling apart anymore, I hope.
Yes.
But yeah, these science words are really hard. I don't know any of them.
Mm-hmm. And more troubling is our fucking nemesis.
Our nemesis, Carol Linnaeus. I hate this motherfucker's smug face.
Back again, you shitbird.
Yeah.
All right.
He's trying to foil us. I can just feel it. Okay, Cordata. I recognize that name.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it means, though. Does it mean vertebrates?
Elephant is definitely under Cordata. Click
you
it.
You think so?
Yes.
Okay. No. Yes! A notochord. Wait, is that what we want? Is that what elephants have?
Keep going. This is a... Do you see?
Okay, a notochord, a hollow dorsal nerve cord, pharyngeal slits. Jesus, that sounds gruesome. An endostyle and a post-anal tail for at least some period of their life cycles. Includes mammals. Yes.
See.
Whew.
But yeah, it's you gotta have that. You gotta have that. At least a pseudo-spinal cord.
You gotta have that pharyngeal slit.
Stop.
Pharyngeal slit.
Stop saying it.
Anything with the word slit in it, I don't want to hear about it.
No,
I don't.
I don't
want to know anything about
you're
it.
You're inflicting that upon
me. But I can't
me.
Get it out. I can't get it out of my head now. Right in the pharynx.
I am gonna pull this podcast over.
I'm the one driving the computer here.
This is true. I'm just gonna stop keeping the steps.
That's fine.
I just roll backwards onto my bed and plug my ears.
Okay, well, I'll just finish it myself. I'll just say pharyngeal slits over and over again for the next 30 minutes.
No, you bumped
20 minutes.
You bumped the microphone and started doing a thing.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
All right. So we need to get off of Cordata.
Because you don't want to hear about that.
I don't want to hear the word
slit.
Again.
Okay.
So.
What is this? There's a diagram of like a little worm or something. Is that a little worm? Did you ever do that science experiment in biology class where you had those little flatworms and you had to cut them into pieces and then they would grow into a whole new worm?
Nope.
You never
did
that?
No.
I did that.
Okay.
I can't remember what the little worm is called.
High school Matt would have been all over this.
Yeah,
we just had fucking specimens in jars, like jars on jars on jars that we identified. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We didn't do it. It was a little more hands-on what we did.
ours was pretty hands-on too, because you had to pick up and
you had to pick them up out of the jar with your hands.
No, but you did have to pick up the jar with the pig fetus in it and.
Uh-huh.
Twist it around and examine it and go, yep, that's a pig fetus, all
yeah,
right.
That's a little dead pig in there.
I'm definitely not going to get the pizza sticks for lunch today.
We didn't ever have to do a dissection of like a mammal or even a vertebrate.
I don't fucking think I know anybody who in high school or around our age ever did an actual dissection.
I remember reading in the local newspaper, there was a section that was like written by kids. By like local teens, and I remember reading this article by this girl that had to dissect a fucking cat.
Yeah,
which is insane.
You know where they get those cats? This is something that my high school biology
the animal shelter
told us. Worse?
China?
No.
I don't know the answer. Those are my guesses.
If I recall correctly, he told us that he didn't have to dissect anything until he actually got into college.
Mm-hmm.
And was, like, fully committed to being bio, too. Like, they weren't, like, intro classes, like, here's a dead thing.
Right.
Cut it open. But when he got him, it was a cat. And he was like,
where did the kitty come from?
Where did all these dead kitties come from? And apparently, I don't know if this is better or worse than the shelter, because you think the shelter, maybe these cats, you know, were at least being looked after and then passed away or something.
Well, I was envisioning it was the ones they didn't have room for and then euthanized, but, you know, right. We can go with your thing, too.
Or euthanized, which would be... No, apparently some of these cats were just, like, you know, found...
Oh, my God. They were just, like, stray cats?
Just, like, found dead cats.
Oh, that's better. That's much better.
How's that? What?
I would rather have a found dead cat than a cat that was killed for the purpose of me dissecting it.
Sure, but then those cats could have died any number of horrible, like, painful ways
But if that happened, if that just happened in the world, like, that happened.
But what you know? So what my biology teacher asked then, which he didn't have, which his it's teacher
like,
didn't
is
have
the
an answer
question
for.
Like, are they found or are they a found?
No, the question was how, and the answer received was kind of a shrug of shoulders and was like, I don't know, but they always have enough.
Right, that's what I meant by are they found or are they found?
No, I'm envisioning like the guy who's just out there like going to the hot spots where all the stray cats
hang out.
Yeah. Guys like, all right, corner 12th and Gleason, that's a big cat hangout spot.
That's where the dead ones
and it was real
up.
Cold last night.
Oh my God. Like, yeah, that's bad, though.
There's this old lady who lives in a very cat-friendly neighborhood, but she always drives without her glasses. And you know what? Every couple months, you get a fresh one.
But I still, to me, that's much less horrifying than to think that the cats were, like, from, like, a kitty mill.
True.
You know?
I got one more for you.
Okay.
This cat found it. You found a little bonus inside. Tried to eat an edible dormouse. Turns out, not that edible for a cat.
Oh, no.
So if anyone needs to dissect something smaller.
Twofer. It's like a Petrushka doll?
It's like a Kinder egg. Just a little extra surprise.
Kinder egg of guts.
Oh.
I don't understand the concept behind dissections. Like, why do you need to actually cut something open as opposed to just seeing, like, an image of what it looks like cut open? Can anyone answer that for me?
I think it has a lot to do with, like, understanding structure. Like,
and furthermore, this seems like a very specific type of biology. Like, maybe in an anatomy class or like, a veterinary science class, I can understand that.
I think that's where it most often comes up, too.
But, that used to be in, like, high school biology. Everybody had to dissect a frog, right?
That's because fucking... teachers and teaching methods were dumb.
I knew somebody, I knew a couple that were like family friends of ours when I was growing up that went to Whitman College in like the 70s. And one of them was a biology major. And one of the things they had to do was get specimens of animals and taxidermy them.
Just catch animals and then...
That was the idea, yeah.
And then just taxidermy
them? But she didn't want to kill anything, and so she went out and, like, found some roadkill.
She would have been A-plus cat finder.
Yeah. She had the nose for it.
Follow your nose.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think in the olden days, all of these disciplines that we look to now as being super developed and, like, rigorous and having, you know, a lot of depth and so forth. In schools, it was just like some basic, like, hokey shit.
Well, the thing is that the taxidermy thing, this is a skill from the days when you would, like, go off adventuring. Like His Majesty, the mm-hmm. King of England, would pay for you to, like, go to the Galapagos, and you would like discover this new animal and kill it.
You're
and
like, I gotta bring it back.
I have to bring it back to My Majesty the King of England.
Mm-hmm.
And you would do that.
That's how a biologist worked. Yeah,
that's how biologists.
And occasionally
did it.
They would look at the thing and draw it and speculate. That's right. It. That was biology.
That was biology.
That was the hot
that was
shit
the
biology.
Field of biology.
Yeah. Think about it this way.
Oh, times have changed.
You were a linguistics major.
Yeah.
There has to
it's
have
like
been
I
a period.
Had to go out and kill a wild language.
No, I just
stuff it full of packing peanuts. It,
a little bit. Like, there had to be a period in linguistics, right, where as things were being developed, a lot of it in the classroom might just amount to, here's some interesting things we've noticed about languages.
About words.
Yeah.
Here's some word stuff.
Here's some word stuff. Did you notice that you can't just have a jumble of words?
You notice
sentences have to be structured and make sense.
You're saying this, but that's actually like more modern than what I think early linguistics was actually like, which was like this word like comes from this other word is where it comes from, and that's supposed to be relevant to us somehow.
But see, that's exactly the kind of thing that you would see written on a chalkboard, and you'd be like, this is the dissection,
right?
Or the taxidermy.
Yeah, no, the taxidermy of linguistics is definitely etymology.
Yeah.
Which is to
for
say,
economists.
Which is to say, it has no relevance to linguistics. But
for economists, it was just when you would all sit around a big pot of gold in the center of the room and just appreciate
and just
it.
Look at the gold.
Yeah, or when you would do shadow puppetry and talk about the invisible hand. Anyway, moving
all
on.
Right. There's a. There's the phrase a fairly stiff rod.
Stop it! I thought we were done.
I saw a new one.
You're Portland, Oregon's greatest monster.
Okay. So craniata, one of the subdivisions of chordates. It's animals with skulls.
No, we definitely just want to go to mammalia, right?
But how are we gonna go to mammalia? There's a bird.
Didn't you say at the top of the page that it included mammals? Wouldn't that be
I did say
mammals?
That. Yeah. I'm sorry.
There we go. Mammals.
Oh, such mammals.
Mammals. Fuck. Elephants don't lay eggs, right?
As far as I know.
I'd be real worried if that was the case.
I think we would have time skipped. Like, we would know that we're in a new universe.
Oh,
now.
Right. Yeah.
Sorry. That was a...
That was a big, was big a callback.
Reference.
Yeah.
Whew.
Let me check my Berenstain books over here. My fucking totem.
I burned all mine. I don't look at them anymore.
Do you think that my crystal pendant that I wear often is...
Protects you from time jumping?
No. It definitely doesn't. It doesn't do that. If anything, it eases the transition.
Yeah.
But I think, do you think that if I was ever incepted, I could tell I was in a dream state if you felt it,
it would be like your, what do they call it?
My
pendant? Your totem?
Yeah, my totem, yeah.
I don't know. Do you,
and it was
do
like the wrong
it?
Weight.
Do you handle it enough?
I do handle it enough. I finger my crystal enough.
I realized recently that I have a really hard time like sitting still and like reading.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not like fiddling with something,
yeah, I think that's a fairly common.
And so I've been
thing.
Thinking that I need to start carrying like some little object with me to like
just,
fiddle with.
Just get one of those fucking grip strengtheners.
Oh yeah, then my grip will be real strong. Huh?
Yeah,
yeah.
And then
it's
you
a good
can
idea.
I don't know, crush things better. You can start doing your ninja warrior training.
Yeah, it's all the grip is the foundation of everything.
They
oh my
still
god,
do
yes,
American Ninja Warrior,
yes.
Would you try out for it?
I am not strong enough for that. Those people are insane.
But
I don't have the right dimensions. Like my limbs are too long.
Yeah.
My limbs and like my whole body are too long.
The closer
you have
you
to have a real
your,
compact.
When you're
body.
On the fucking devil wall and you just it's like four fingertips
right.
keeping you on the little ledge.
Yeah, you don't want these spindly
you
little
want,
things.
You want that center of gravity to
you
be
want,
real high and tight.
You,
you want
yes.
little T-Rex
high and tight,
arms.
High and tight is what you want in Ninja Warrior. And I don't have
and
it.
And you want non-existent legs. Just little
just
featherweight
feet.
Legs.
Just feet sewed right onto your body, like Cotton mm-hmm. Hill.
Damn it.
You know, I used to watch King of the Hill. I'm going to click on mammal classification. Is that going to work?
Is there not a thing that gets us closer to elephants?
Okay, maybe there is. I see some animals here. Pangolins, bats, ungulates? That's horses.
Placentals? Elephants got to have placenta, right?
Yeah, that's all of these. Oh, fuck. It said elephant, but it's elephant shrews.
It's cohort.
Oh, here, found it. Elephants.
Oh, there you go. Elephants. All right.
I was going to say, I used to watch King of the Hill, and you know that Cotton Hill's feet are sewed right onto his knees?
Yes.
And I used to like actually wonder if that was possible.
Yeah. Instead, it's just a dumb cartoon joke.
Yeah, I was like 11. Yeah. Is that too old?
No.
Okay.
No. I mean, it's just old enough to still have some you know, curiosity about the world. But mm-hmm. also to know enough about the real world to know that also strange surgeries have been attempted and been successful.
Yeah.
Like, 11 years old, you've probably read like something in like a Ripley's Believe It or Not about somebody who had
sure.
something sewn to something it should not have been.
For sure. And I used to watch those shows on TLC that were like, did you ever watch these shows on TLC that are like, they all had the title in the format of like the man / woman / child who's blank blanked. And it was like some part of their body like did this. And there was one called, for example, the man whose arms exploded.
Oh, no!
And that was this dude that was trying to get really big biceps.
No.
And he injected himself with like a like some sort of like plumping agent.
No,
and it did
no,
not go well.
No.
Okay,
no.
It's over. Cleanse it from your mind.
You've done everything you can to make me shrivel up.
Look,
and
a,
die.
There's an elephant
episode.
Rolling a block to allow it to reach food.
Nice try, Caitlin. You've already ruined my evening.
Okay. So I think that intelligence and cognition is the section we want to be in, right?
Yeah.
Tool
use by animals. It's
I don't know
a
about that.
Tempting article.
Because I don't know if can you call the implements of art tools? You know.
I'm not talking about it. I'm saying tool use by animals, and it's like one time a monkey used a camera and took a selfie.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to be in there.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. You might want to go to the main article of elephant cognition.
Yeah, let's try that. Elephants, among the world's most intelligent species. They have a total of 257 billion neurons. Is that more or less than us?
Oh.
As many as a human brain, apparently. Yeah, they're smart.
Yep.
There it
this
is.
All
right, art and music.
This is a fucking thrilling page header.
Art and music. Yes. Animal made art. Here we go.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, and here's an elephant selfie, which is really close. So.
Also, just as. No.
There we go.
Does it.
Were you going to say something?
Oh, I was just. Go back up to the elephant selfie.
Yeah.
Now, do you think that's better composed than the
monkey
selfie?
Because
the elephant selfie has the added allure of it's an elephant taking a selfie with its trunk, and
which
it gets the trunk real in there.
Which appears to be, like, extremely long.
Yeah. Like, it does a good job of getting the trunk in there.
It's great foreshortening.
Like, the monkey selfie, when you think about it, it's like a really good human selfie,
right.
But taken by a monkey.
Right, and this
you've
is
seen
like a
selfie
like, a
like
new,
this before.
This is like a new concept.
This is like a unique. Only an elephant could take a selfie that far away from its face.
It's got a whole other guy in the picture with it.
Yeah, it'd be like think about another. Imagine if a giraffe somehow took a selfie, right? Because the giraffe's head would just be so far away. It would be like, what am I looking at? Just a picture of a line against
the
sky?
What, like, would it do this, like, with one of its hooves?
Yeah, it, like, steps
like
on a GoPro.
It,
No. It just steps on a GoPro. So you're like, what
oh,
is
so
this
it's
picture?
From the ground.
What is this picture of just the sky with a line going off into the distance? Oh, Oh, that's a neck. Right. That's a body.
It's a really tall neck.
There's a little dot at the
There's
top of it.
There's a little head at the top of it with two little horns.
See, that's those unique animal physiology focused selfies that I'm all about, I think. I think I like the elephant selfie better than the monkey selfie.
Or like,
but...
a, like a whale selfie, which just wouldn't exist because the camera would get crushed under the massive pressure of the ocean.
Or you take a special camera down there.
Yeah.
Whale manages to take a selfie, but it just fills the whole frame. It's just like a mass of like gray. You're like,
little,
we couldn't
little
really...
hint of blue.
We put a fisheye lens on there and everything and didn't work. Didn't work.
It's too
couldn't
big.
Get it all in there.
He wouldn't fit in the frame.
Anyway.
Okay.
I think monkey selfie is
monkey
linked.
Selfie.
Yeah, it's
God,
gotta
I
be linked.
I just love this picture though.
It is
it's the
good,
face.
It is a good
the elephant face. I mean, bless God bless the elephant, but the elephant can't make a face as good as this monkey's face.
This is true.
This makes me, in fact, the picture almost makes me wonder, like, did he know what he was doing? Because it looks like he's hamming it up for the camera.
I mean, let's not get, you look, you wanted to get away from the metaphysical after the whole infinite coastline Wikipedia thing.
No,
I don't
want
to get into talk about, like, whether or not fucking, where the limits of animal, like,
animal copyright
cognition,
law.
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
animal
no, no.
cognition.
Yeah.
Okay, because the limits of animal copyright law are apparently pretty clear, which is that no.
No. No.
Okay, so... Where's the actual fucking link to monkey selfie?
I think monkey selfie might be linked underneath the monkey selfie. Is that not a link?
Yeah.
There it is.
Okay. Perfect.
Thank God. We did it.
We actually got to it.
We're so good at this
I know,
game.
We're getting really good at the game.
Even when I go off on fucking crazy, unintelligible tangents.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 steps.
That's pretty good. That's a nice round number.
That's
at
par.
Least. It's par, but
we need to establish.
It's par, but it feels good.
We need to establish par for Wiki Race. What's par?
I mean, the par is going to vary depending on the difficulty of the article. That's how golf works.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know these things. I've never golfed.
I've been to golf.
Golf is lame.
I agree with you, but I've been there.
If you like golf, why? If you like golf, consider that for your sport hobby, they just have to keep so much fucking grass and water it and do all this shit.
Yeah, there's a lot of arguments against golf. Wolf.
Wolf
golf.
That's why I've never heard of Wolf before, is people argued it out of existence. Where can people find you online, Caitlin, if they want to learn more about the history of Wolf?
I'm going to say I would rather watch Wolf golf than normal golf.
If Wolf is Wolf golf, then hell yes. On the 18th hole, they let him out.
If you want to see me crack the Wolf code right open, you can do so on Twitter. You can go to at best kabest, which is... best as in the superlative ka best.
Yeah. Are you still doing internet things?
Yeah, well, it's all gonna be on the Twitter, so I think I got fired from my whiskey gig.
Oh no.
We can talk about that later.
Oh no.
But maybe not. I'm not sure yet.
Well, we'll see if you're I was going to try and make a spirits joke.
Uh-huh. It's okay. Like, you don't have to.
Keep your.
We can all imagine.
Caitlin, Caitlin, just keep your spirits high.
Okay, I'll do that.
For more quality humor like that, you can go to a garbage can and just dive your head right in. Or you can follow me on Twitter. It's at Matthew Olson. Spell it right. You know what? I always say I do another podcast with my friend Ashley Brandt called Twin Peaks Peaks, but you know what? It's been over like a week and a half.
Oh,
I think that podcast is canceled
did
now.
Did you get fired from it?
No. No, it's just up to Ashley to I'm not going to be the one to be like, hey, when are we doing it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't have that kind of initiative.
I just, you know.
You're at the part of the show where it's like not good anymore, right?
Yeah.
Right.
So I don't have that. I don't have that drive to do
motivation.
It. And if it was canceled right now in the doldrums of the show, that would just be really appropriate.
Yeah. Good thing Wikipedia is never going to get canceled.
It'll go on forever and ever.
Go to our Twitter page, which is not infinitely regressing, so that's good.
It's got very few tweets.
Just go to @get to that. It's real simple. Yeah. I'm trying to tweet on that more, though.
Speaking of simple, I'm trying to not like our friends' tweets via that page when Twitter signs me
Maybe
into it
like
on my phone.
Maybe if we like people on it, more people will like it.
It's true. What's also simple is simplecast.fm.
That's right.
Where we're hosted, and you can find us. It's canyougettothat.simplecast.fm. If you are getting this on your iTunes feed or something and you want to see what the website looks like, and if you're getting this on an iTunes feed, maybe rate and subscribe.
Give us a rating.
Do that, please. Rate it.
Yeah.
Give us a review. Yeah. That stuff. Okay, I'm really bad at being...
Suggest a topic.
Yes.
That's the last thing I need to say. And go look at the monkey selfie. It's adorable. You'll love it. It'll brighten your day. That's all I have to say.